Track 8, Village Signs. We now come to the second in our Village Signs series, with B being for Bressingham, where there's a wonderful steam museum. Tony Stimson is going to tell us about the complex village sign there.
Village signs are typically placed along the principal road or in a prominent location such as a village green or close by the church. The design often depicts a particular feature of the village or a scene from its history, heritage or culture. B is for Bressingham. Near the village hall in the small hamlet of Bressingham can be found the village sign. A large box of brick and cobbled stone supports the post on which the sign is displayed. The sign depicts seven elements of life in the village. The name Bressingham is at the top, appearing as if on a scroll of paper. Below it is a central image of the church surrounded by woodland. Above the church is a flurry of oak leaves and acorns. To the left is a steam train, and to the right a dove with an olive branch. Below the main image are three squares. From the left there are flowers, they look like daisies. In the centre there's a sheaf of corn, and to the right the badge of Bressingham Primary School, a disc with oak leaves and acorns and a central oak tree likeness. Let's see what all these images tell us. The Grade 1 church is dedicated to St John the Baptist and was constructed in the late 13th century. The church was significantly remodelled in the 16th and 19th centuries and boasts both elaborate pew carvings, which have been damaged by iconoclasts in the 16th century, and stained glass installed by J.J. King. Additionally, within the church, there's a set of royal arms dating from the reign of King Charles II and a 19th century funeral bier. The train represents the Bressingham Steam Museum and Gardens, which is located within the village. Established by Alan Bloom in the 1940s, the gardens were later developed to include several narrow-gauge railway lines and a number of different types of steam engine and vehicles. It's also the home of a Dad's Army exhibition. The daisies are for Bloom's plant nursery, which Alan Bloom began developing in the garden in front of Bressingham Hall in 1953. Devoted to a new concept of using perennials, the nursery's speciality, in island beds. 6 acres and nearly 5,000 different species and cultivars were taken in and planted in 1962 when the gardens were first opened on a regular basis to the public. The wheat sheaf is for agriculture. Most of this area of the Waveney Valley has a history of grain, sugar beet, cereals, grass, sheep and cattle growing. And the school depicted by the sign is Bressingham Primary School. Bressingham Primary School's history involves integrating with the renowned Bressingham Steam and Gardens. The school often links to this heritage through local history projects like exploring medieval graffiti in the church, showing a strong community link to the area's unique past and natural beauty, fostering well-rounded learning beyond core subjects with arts and sports. A little about the village itself. Bressingham is 19 miles southwest of Norwich, and its name is of Anglo-Saxon origin. Villages ending with the ham signify a settlement, homestead, although some from Viking times would indicate ham from water-hemmed land. It is mentioned in the Domesday Book of 1086 as consisting of 47 households, which places it in the largest 20% of settlements. At this time, Bressingham was divided between the land of William the Conqueror, with 2 acres of meadow, 6 pigs and woodland, and Bury St Edmunds Abbey, 16 acres of meadow, 26 pigs and woodland. Bressingham Parish is bordered to the south by the River Waveney and is bisected by the A1066 road between Thetford and Diss. Amenities within the village include a village shop and a village hall. The local playing field is operated by Diss Town Football Club.
Thank you, Tony.